We have used this time as a tactical advantage for us.
Mr. Huxley could have allowed this arrest to proceed lawfully.
Marion County Sheriff Deputy John Durham answered his final call.
The institution of law enforcement is like anything else you deal with every day. It's a complex societal machine, but sometimes parts of that machine fail for different reasons. Over the course of 2023, law enforcement in Marion County faced four different yet incredibly significant challenges that pushed that machine to its limits. April 2022, Herman Whitfield III died in police custody. The cops were called by Whitfield's family because he was having a mental health crisis. At the time, Indianapolis police argued Whitfield was a danger to the cops. But in 2023, Whitfield's family won a long battle, and thus the full unedited body cam footage was released. Herman had been tased and taken to the ground. Police were on top of him, and he kept shouting, "I can't breathe." Those words would be his last. The Whitfield family filed two wrongful death suits, one in federal court and one at the state level in November. Patrol officer Steven Sanchez and Adam Ahmad were eventually charged with involuntary manslaughter, reckless homicide, and battery. It was at that point that Indianapolis Fraternal Order of Police President Rick Snyder, who did not agree with the officer's indictments, took a step back and said maybe the institution needed to change its approach to mental health calls.
We called on our IMPD chief of police to immediately cease sending police officers to any of these mental health runs, mental health crises, even with threats of self-harm unless there's an actual allegation or known crime that has occurred.
Snyder on WIBC's Hammer and Nigel. September 2023, a clerical issue caused by the office staff at the Marion County Jail led to the release of Kevin Mason, a man charged with murder. The county sheriff's department decided not to tell the public for an entire week.
We have used this time as a tactical advantage for us.
Marion County Colonel James Martin. Mason hightailed it back to Minnesota, where he's accused of committing that murder mentioned earlier. That's where he was found and brought back into custody. It turned out Kevin Mason was one of two inmates accidentally released. Well, that was one clerical issue too many, and two clerks were fired. The other inmate was also brought back to jail.
We're not going to do this, right?
Stop. You're done. You're done.
What you just heard was Indianapolis police officer Eric Huxley stomping on a homeless man's face in 2021. The man was in handcuffs, unable to protect himself. The body cam caught it, and in 2023, Eric Huxley was finally sentenced to 1 year in federal prison. Zach Myers, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Indiana, said Huxley chose to betray the trust and responsibility of the institution.
Mr. Huxley could have allowed this arrest to proceed lawfully. And instead, as the defenseless victim looked up at him, he raised his foot and stomped on the handcuffed man's face.
July 2023, a fatal lack of resources contributed to the end of a police veteran's life.
Control Sheriff 333. On July 10th, 2023, Marion County Sheriff Deputy John Durham answered his final call. While transporting a prisoner, Deputy Durham was assaulted and killed.
That prisoner was Orlando Mitchell, already in jail on murder charges. Deputy John Durham's death led to questions of why. Why was the jail understaffed? Why was he alone? Why did he have to die? Sheriff Kerry Forstall ordered a complete overhaul of department policies. Orlando Mitchell is facing the death penalty, and certain jail staff were eventually fired. In the end, it was John Durham's character and dedication to duty that was remembered in the summer of 23.
Deputy Durham was an icon.
Genuine, courteous, just an all-around good guy, the kind that you could look up to.
We can preserve his memory. Let us pray for our brother that he may share in Christ's victory.
The loss we mourn today serves as a stark reminder of the dangers and challenges that confront those who choose a life dedicated to upholding the law.
But now I
For the memories of 23, I'm Donnie Burgess.